Hi, welcome to Great Bible Stories for Kids. Today's episode, Jesus' Resurrection, based on Matthew chapter 28. It was early morning. The sun was not yet up to chase the shadows of the night away. Dew still covered the wild rose vines growing along the path leading to the tomb where Jesus had been laid to rest. Day was coming. The little crickets had finally stopped chirping, and nighthawks no longer swooped in the skies above. Gather around Jesus' tomb were many of Pilate's best Roman soldiers. Some were standing guard at the door of the tomb. Others were sitting on the ground. The Jewish priests had sent them to the tomb under Pilate's order because they thought that the disciples might try to take the body of Jesus. However, everything was quiet, and it looked like as if it would be an uneventful day. Suddenly, the ground began to shake. They probably thought that it was just another earthquake like the one on Friday when Jesus had died on the cross. But this time, it was different. The soldiers staggered to their feet as the rumbling grew louder. Suddenly, a bright flash of light came down from the sky, lighting up the tomb and everyone around it. The soldiers didn't know what it was for sure, but they knew that it must be some kind of a supernatural being, because the form of a majestic angel appeared. His face was like lightning, and his robe of light was as white as snow. With the sweep of his hand, the angel brushed aside the giant stone of the entrance of the tomb as if it were a pebble. "Son of God, come out!" the angel announced in trumpet-like tones. "Your father calls you." Other angels had come to the tomb that morning to witness the most exciting day in heaven since Jesus had come to earth as a baby. Now, if the angels sang in the hills surrounding Bethlehem to announce the birth of Jesus, it seems only right that they would come and sing to announce his resurrection. And that is exactly what they did. At the moment of Jesus' resurrection, a choir of angels suddenly burst into singing to welcome him from the grave. Can you imagine the glorious song they sang? It was like no song you have ever heard. And the next instant, Jesus was at the open doorway of the tomb. No longer was he dressed in the clothes of a poor man, but he was in the glorious robes of heaven. "I am the resurrection and the life," he announced to the listening soldiers and the world. With this announcement, Jesus gave hope to everyone who believes in him. In this life, we may face the sorrow of someone we love dying, but because Jesus rose from the grave, we have hope of one day seeing them again. By now, the soldiers had all fallen to the ground to shield their faces from his glory. Daring and cruel as they had been to beat him nearly to death on Friday, they now became like dead men, hiding their faces from the majestic one they had crucified. And then the moment was gone, just as quickly as it had come. When the glorious light of Jesus and the angels died away, the soldiers scrambled to their feet and hurried to Jerusalem. The news awoke the priests from their beds, and they learned the whole story of the bright angel and the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. The priests panicked at the news of this story. If what the soldiers said was true, then they had indeed crucified the Messiah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And if it was possible, then they would be considered enemies of heaven. If the people in Jerusalem found out, they would tear these priests from their positions of power and probably even stone them to death. The priests could not let that happen. So it was that the priests created their own story, instructing the soldiers to tell everyone a lie. They said, "Just say that Jesus' disciples came by night to steal his body while the soldiers slept." Of course, the soldiers were afraid to tell such a story because any soldier caught sleeping at his post of duty would be executed. But the priest bribed the soldiers with money and promised to settle the whole issue with Pilate to keep them out of trouble. However, the real story had already gotten to Pilate, and when he heard the details, he turned pale. So it was true. Jesus was the Son of God, and now he was alive again. Why don't we say thank you, God, for giving us hope of life after death through Jesus. Why don't we give him thanks? Because resurrection is our hope now, after Jesus resurrected himself from the dead. Let us pray. Thank you, O God, for sending your Son Jesus to give us hope of life after death. Thank you for the promise that all those we love can someday be resurrected to live with you forever and ever. Amen.